Welcome to another episode of Dino Files Quick Hits. I am Dino, and this is Dino Files Quick Hits, and I am Dino. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of April, and I'm here to tell you all about the stories you should probably know about, things people are going to talk about the water cooler, or the modern equivalent of the water cooler, which is Facebook and Twitter, and all of that garbage. Let's jump right into it. From the Washington Post, under the literal cover of night, the United States military has rapidly undergone the installation of the THAAD missile defense system in South Korea amid fears that the North Korea situation is getting a little bit heated. Interestingly, China had tried to convince Seoul not to deploy this very system. The most interesting wrinkle, though, here is that this comes just before the presidential election in South Korea, which will take place on May 9th. The liberal frontrunner in this race has promised to review the decision to install THAAD because installing the system really reduces the government's maneuverability, regardless of who wins. Let's move over to France. From courts, after the first round of elections in the French presidential race, the last two candidates standing are the populist Front National candidate Marine Le Pen and the left-leaning Emmanuel Macron. This is a massive change in French politics, as the Socialist Party, to which the current president belongs, has effectively been ousted from government. While Macron has the advantage heading into the final round, he'll have a harder time establishing a working coalition in parliament, where the Front National and France Insoumise parties will almost certainly join forces. Macron's cohabitation with a populist parliamentary alliance appears likely. Moving over to the United States, Trump's tax plan from the Washington Post and a little bit from Mises.org, where they actually broke down some of the points. Trump has presented a set of proposals to Congress in hopes that he'll be able to bring about some fairly broad reforms to the tax code. The plan seems to be based primarily on supply-side economics and a simplification of the tax code itself. It includes cuts to corporate taxes, a change from a worldwide to a territorial system for corporations in hopes that some of these corporations will move their headquarters to the United States, reducing the number of brackets from 7 to 3, eliminating itemized deductions, expanding child care benefits, and ending the alternative minimum tax and estate tax. Some argue that these cuts will deepen the national debt, while others say that the increased economic activity will make up for lowered receipts in the long run. In net neutrality news from the New York Times, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has outlined a plan to roll back net neutrality regulations originally put in place in 2015. Critics say the rollback would open the door to anti-competitive metering of traffic unless ISPs are paid a fee by service providers, while others say the internet should not be regulated as a utility and the industry should be allowed to operate unfettered. It is safe to assume that neither of these groups actually has any idea how the internet works and just parrot what the tech correspondents on their chosen television news platform tell them to think. Now here's something interesting. I'm sure this has been on your feed, and I want to start doing this more. I want to start covering things that I see popping up everywhere on Twitter and on Facebook so that I can give you some of the facts about the story, and you don't have to trust what your dumb friends are saying about what's going on in the world. On your feed this week, stealthing. A new paper published in the Columbia Journal of Gender and Law has brought the practice of stealthing to the fore, and I'm sure to all of your feeds. While the paper itself can outline no existing legal basis for the criminalization of removing a condom during sex in a stealthful manner, it is being described as either rape adjacent or actually rape, with the justification that the removal of a condom would change the consensual nature of the sex act. While the practice is not illegal, the paper effectively serves as a call to action for its criminalization. So there you go. Those are the headlines that you need to know up to now. I will be back again. I'm having trouble getting my headline segment from the longer show to come out properly in video, but I'll be uploading that as well. So you'll be getting two headline videos a week now starting this weekend because I'm not dealing with this any longer. I'm just going to make it work. You'll be getting those two videos a week, so subscribe to the channel, give us a like, and remember that you can see all of the other shows and listen to the longer podcast at airad.io. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to AIR, Alternative Internet Radio. We are the podcast network that brings you listener-supported podcasts. Every show on this network is supported exclusively by their creators and their listeners. There are no ads on this network. That means the podcast is the product, not you. And remember, AIR is always looking for new shows. If you've got a podcast or you want to start a podcast and you feel like you would fit well with our family, then what are you waiting for? Send us an email. Our address is admin@airad.io. That's admin@airadio.io.